prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is a really, really important show we're going to be talking about today. I want you not only to listen to this show, but I want you to pass it around to people that you know. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody that you can win a set of Power Blocks quick chain dumbbells. They go from 5 to 50 pounds in 10-pound increments. Or is it 5-pound increments? I'm sorry, 5-pound increments. And we're giving away a pair every month, November, December, and January. You enter once, and you have three chances to win. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win a set of Power Block quick change dumbbells. Also, Saturday the 13th, I will be in Louisville, Kentucky, doing a live remote from the Kentucky Muscle Show. And that is being exclusively sponsored by VPX Sports Nutrition. You want to check them out at vpxsports.com. Be sure to tune in Saturday. It's 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock Eastern. For those of us out on the West Coast, 8 to 10 Pacific. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have athletes on. We're going to have some fun, joke around. You'll want to tune in for that. Okay. We did a show one time talking about MRSA and C. diff, which are antibiotic-resistant infections that are plaguing people in hospitals and in senior centers and so on and so forth. But there is some rising evidence now that you have a better chance of coming in contact with these at your local gym. And my guest today is the former Lieutenant Governor of New York, Betsy McCoy. How you doing, Betsy?
I'm glad to be with you, and especially to talk about the subject. I'm doing just fine. But I'm so concerned because more and more people are picking up what we call community-acquired MRSA. MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's the drug-resistant form of staph, and it's a different strain, by the way, from what you pick up in healthcare facilities. It's a very different strain, and it's treated with different antibiotics.
How is it different?
When you look at it under the microscope, it's genetically different. But let me tell you what is the same, and that is that it can be life-threatening. And community-acquired MRSA is generally a skin and deep tissue infection as opposed to a bloodstream infection or pneumonia or a post-operative wound infection. It often looks like a big spider bite. But what's important is how to avoid it.
Okay, let's talk. Now, you said that it can be deadly. In what instances can it be deadly?
Well, it can be deadly if it becomes a bloodstream infection or if it spreads widely on your body. You can lose part of a limb because of community-acquired MRSA. But it's not, of course, it doesn't cause as many deaths in our country per year as hospital-acquired MRSA. So let me give you a tour of the things you want to avoid when you go to the gym.
Okay.
First of all, you want to make sure that the equipment is clean because this bug can live on equipment for a long time, many days. So it's easy to kill. Any detergent will kill MRSA, but you want to wipe off the surfaces of the gym equipment before you use it.
So just coming in contact with someone else's sweat, if they have MRSA, you could become exposed to it then.
Well, you need an open, you need like an irritated pore or a little cut.
An abrasion,
a cuticle. And it's not just at the gym, by the way. We're seeing many serious cases picked up in nail salons where people get a terrible infection on their foot. They put your foot in that big tub where the pedicures are done.
Right, right.
And get a terrible foot and leg infection as a result. Or you can get it at the manicurist if you have a little cut in your cuticle and unclean equipment is used to push back your cuticle or cut your cuticle. So it's not just the gym. Anywhere that you have an opening in your skin, if this bacteria enters, it can cause this infection.
Okay.
But, so first of all, You want to make sure that the equipment is clean. You want to shower often and keep your own hands clean. You want to make sure that if you have any cut or abrasion when you go to the gym, that cut or abrasion is bandaged so that it, you protect it from exposure to any dirty surfaces. If you play a contact team sport like wrestling or football, and you're part of the team, you want to talk to the coach about getting everyone on the team tested for MRSA colonization. It's a simple nasal or skin swab. It's not an invasive test, but if somebody on the team has it, you can help them get rid of it in a few days.
Now, isn't it true that that MRSA that is of the respiratory type is highly contagious just because the person coughing atomizes and puts it into the air?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, all right. I mean, I was under the impression that it was more contagious than the type that you get
absolutely
from contact.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Now here, if you're in a sport like wrestling, and there are many cases now where high school wrestlers have caught this germ and gotten some large wounds, large infections on their body from another wrestler or from mats that became contaminated. So if in a team sport like that, if somebody on the team has MRSA infections, it's good to get everybody on the team tested, see who's carrying the bacteria. It's easy to get rid of it. If you bathe with chlorhexidine soap for 3 or 4 days in a row, chances are it's going to eliminate this nasty germ from your skin.
Are there any outward signs of MRSA where you can look at someone and think, well, this person may have an infection, like weeping sores or cracked skin or something
like that? Well, of course. Of course, if you can see the infection, it generally looks like a large boil.
Ah. Okay. And is it more contagious? Are there periods of time where it's more contagious or when it's dormant?
But let me just point out that even people who don't have the infection can be contagious, because if you have MRSA on your skin, you shed it. You drop these little particles of MRSA wherever you are. And so if one person on a wrestling team, for example, has an MRSA infection, and then other people on the team become colonized, that's the technical word for picking up the bug. They have it on their skin. They don't have an infection yet because they didn't have a break in the skin through which the bacteria could enter and cause an infection.
But they're still carrying it.
They're still carrying it. And that's why I'm saying if you're part of a team, you want to get everybody on the team tested. It's a simple little nasal swab or skin swab. It doesn't hurt, doesn't bother you in any way. But then you know how many people on the team have picked up this bug.
How can you go and, I have a friend who went to the doctors recently, who has a friend who is known to have MRSA, and she asked her physician to test her, and her physician point blank said to her, you don't need to be tested. You don't have MRSA. How could he be so sure that he doesn't?
He can't be sure. He can't be sure. He has no way of knowing who's colonized and who isn't. And as you know, we at the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths encourage anyone who's going to be hospitalized to be tested to see whether they're carrying MRSA, because it is so easy to get rid of it before you get to the hospital, and getting rid of it substantially reduces your risk of getting an infection in the hospital.
What is the is vancomycin the antibiotic that's used to rid yourself of MRSA?
No, vancomycin is the antibiotic that's used to treat patients who have serious MRSA infections.
Okay.
But not to rid you of the germ on the outside of your body. All you need is chlorhexidine soap, which you can buy at the drugstore without a prescription. It's a liquid soap. In some cases, they put an antibiotic cream in your nose called mupurocin, right? And now there's a new company called Valum that's actually developed a wonderful laser that will kill the MRSA germ in your nasal passages. That's where it often lodges when you're just carrying the germ. But that's not being used widely yet. It will be in the future, I suspect. Now, also, if you go to a locker room, either in a college or high school, or if you go to a gym, and there are cases of MRSA, the team managers or the gym manager should consider using antimicrobial coatings on the equipment and the uniforms and the wrestling mats that will make that equipment and that clothing more or less permanently free of this germ.
Interesting. Interesting.
There are many coatings you can use.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, Betsy. And when we come back, I want to talk more about protecting the facility so that it doesn't promote the spread of MRSA. Tell my listeners your website also, please.
www.hospitalinfection.org.
But even though it's called hospitalinfection.org, everybody needs to go there and educate themselves, because it is far outside the hospitals nowadays where people are becoming exposed to MRSA and C. diff. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Betsy McCoy, and we're talking about the potential risk of getting MRSA, which is a antibiotic-resistant infection, at your gym or pretty much any place you go, as you pointed out, Betsy, that is more of a community type of environment. What is the response?
That's right. It's very common, by the way. This is a very serious problem in prisons and other other places where people live in close contact. But since when you go to the gym, you don't want to pick it up, there are steps you can really take to avoid it. And that goes for nail salons as well. One of the things I was going to say to the ladies who are listening is avoid shaving your legs before you go to the gym.
Oh.
Because shaving creates nicks in the skin through which bacteria can enter. So if you're going to be working out on equipment, don't shave your legs before you go to the gym.
What is the responsibility of the facility or even the person who knows that they're carrying MRSA to notify the facility that they are infected? Or is that something that's a privacy issue and no one should know?
Well, I think that's a personal decision. There aren't any laws about it. And an MRSA infection like a boil can be adequately bandaged so that the boil itself doesn't come in contact with the workout equipment. Most people who are just colonized don't know they are. But really, I just urge anyone who's going to the gym and has any openings in your skin through which the germ can enter to avoid that by making sure the equipment is well cleaned. Don't share towels. Don't share a bar of soap. These are ordinary rules of hygiene that are especially important to protect yourself from MRSA.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago some things that the facilities can do in order to create a surface where MRSA cannot colonize, correct?
There are many, many antimicrobial coatings out there now. Hospitals are using them widely, and gyms can use them. And in fact, many schools are now considering using them or actually using them, especially in the sports facilities. They can coat the wrestling mats, coat the benches in the locker room, the high-touch surfaces.
Right. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Is that adequate to...
very adequate.
So, you know, so if they are using those types of surfaces, do you have to be as concerned then about...
No, you don't.
Wow.
The coatings are very, very good.
That's amazing. How do the coatings work, Betsy? Do they have some sort of chemical in them that...
Yes, that kill bacteria. And by the way, the professional sports teams are even now looking at uniforms that have silver woven into the fabric. Silver is a natural antimicrobial.
Right.
So they want to protect the players by having antimicrobial clothing. It's very important not to share gym clothes. Most people don't do that, but kids often do.
Uh-huh.
You know, here, I forgot my shorts for gym. Take mine, you know,
right. That
sort of thing. So you should talk to your kids about not sharing that kind of thing at school because that's how the germs spread very quickly.
Interesting. Now, is MRSA something that once you have it for the rest of your life?
No. You can get rid of it. Some people seem to pick it up quite easily, whereas others don't. We're not sure why that's true. But somewhere between 4 and 11% of the population just pick this germ up very easily. So they may be colonized with it. They may never get an infection, but if they get a nick in their skin, they could. So basic rules of hygiene. Shower often. Don't share razors, clothes, towels, bars of soap. And when you go to the gym, make sure that the equipment is cleaned off. You know, you could bring a Clorox wipe in those packets that are foil wrapped and just wipe it off before you use it. Or you don't even need something as strong as Clorox. Just any little spray detergent will do it.
If someone does have MRSA, let's say now they go out and let's start here. You said that the tests are very simple to obtain and you can do them in your own home, it sounds like, right?
Well, no, you can't do it in your own home because it needs a sophisticated piece of equipment to conduct the test once you have the nasal or skin swab.
Right.
But you can go to a place like Quest and get it.
Okay. And
I didn't mean to advertise that particular.
No, that's okay. That's quite all right. But I mean, if someone wants to get that and let's say they're insurance or they're uninsured, is it a very expensive test? Do you know?
Nah, it's not an expensive test. I'm not sure your insurance would cover it, but there are still things in life you pay cash for.
Yeah,
like dinner.
That are worth it too, right?
Right.
But if someone is diagnosed with MRSA, and since it is something that you can.
Well, let's distinguish between having an infection and just carrying the germ.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, if you have an infection, you know it. It's big, it's sore, it gets worse, and you need medical attention. You're not going to cure this by yourself, right?
Right.
If you're colonized with it, that just means you invisibly have the germs growing on your skin, but they haven't gotten inside your body and caused an infection.
Okay. If you're colonized with it, using the, what type of soap did you say?
Let me spell this soap.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's called chlorhexidine.
Okay.
C-H-L-O-R-H-E-X-I-D-I-N-E. That's not a brand name. That's a type of liquid soap.
Okay.
There are several brands of it. You can get it at the drugstore. If they don't have it in stock, they'll order it for you, and it'll come overnight.
Okay, so if you find that you're colonized on your skin and you use the chlorhexidine soap, is that
4 days? 4 days, it gets rid of it.
Wow. So so this is manageable. It's not a death
sentence. Oh, it's very manageable.
I've heard of people carrying MRSA for years and years and years. I guess they're getting bad information. They're not being told how to rid themselves of it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you have the infection and you have the boils and so on and so forth,
go to the doctor right away.
And
because it can spread, it can become a bloodstream infection. You could literally lose a limb.
Really?
It's very important to get medical help if you have one of these big boils, because you're going to need an antibiotic and you may need an IV antibiotic.
Is that when they use like the vancomycin that I've
read
about?
Yeah, which is only deliverable intravenously.
Okay.
Or they may give you an oral antibiotic like Keflex, but you need to see a doctor right away.
What about C. diff? Is C. diff out there in these
C. diff is a hospital acquired infection.
It's
very unusual for people to have C. diff except getting it in the hospital. It's a germ that's found on almost all the surfaces in the hospital, contaminates everywhere. People get C. diff when they touch a surface and then they touch their hands to their mouth, or they touch a surface that's contaminated and then they pick up food without cleaning their hands first, and they swallow these C. diff bacteria along with their food. So it's something you give to yourself. Literally, you swallow these germs.
Right.
And then they cause rampant diarrhea in the hospital, and it's very high mortality rates, bad infection.
Why is it that the hospital surfaces are laden with this? What is it about the hospital?
Inadequate cleaning.
That's it, huh?
Inadequate cleaning. Unlike MRSA, C. diff is hard to kill. You need to use bleach. Ordinary detergents don't kill C. diff. And so because it causes rampant diarrhea, the surfaces in the hospital, the nurses' uniforms, everything gets covered in these invisible spores, and then unfortunately a patient touches those surfaces and then picks up their food and swallows these spores by mistake.
Isn't it sad that the place that people go when they're ill can make them sicker? That's very, very sad.
It is very sad, and yet hospital infections kill more people in our country each year than all the auto accidents, plus all the cases of breast cancer, plus all the cases of AIDS combined, over 100,000 deaths a year.
Is that right?
Yes. And the number one cure for this, of course, is cleanliness in the hospital.
Right.
Rigorous cleaning of hospital surfaces.
And that's obviously something that the hospitals, are hospitals responding to your campaigns now?
Oh, yes, very much so. And if you know anyone who's planning to be in the hospital soon, or if you yourself are having a hospital trip soon, please come to our website, hospitalinfection.org. We have a whole list of things you can do to reduce your risk of a hospital infection. We want to be helpful to you.
And those same tactics that are shown for preventing hospital infections could also be used in gyms as well, correct?
Well, some of them are specific to the hospital. For example, avoid a urinary tract catheter. It's the most common source of infection. Well, they're not going to give you one in the gym, so you don't have to worry there.
Right.
if you're having surgery, don't let them shave you ahead of surgery. If you're having chest surgery or knee surgery, because shaving does create nicks in the skin through which bacteria can enter.
But if they have to shave, what do you do? Shave a week or two before, a day or four?
No, what we tell them to do is to use clippers, because clippers, unlike a razor, don't cause those nicks in the skin.
Right, because they leave the shaft that's closest to the skin intact.
Yes,
they don't really
exactly.
Pull. They're not ripping at the skin. Interesting. Interesting.
So, I would urge everyone who's listening, if you do have to come to the hospital, please ask for our help ahead of time. We'd like to make your trip to the hospital as safe as possible.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want you to just list the...
I have to go now.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you knew you were going to be here for the entire show.
Oh, no, I was told it was 20 minutes.
Okay, well, that's
but I'd
fine.
Love
we
to
can
come
do that.
Back another
we can
time.
Do that. We can do that. Give the website again.
Hospitalinfection.org. Dot org.
Okay, and real quick, the things that people should do in the gym to avoid it. Don't shave before going
don't
to the gym.
Don't share your towels or soap or gym equipment, right? Make sure if you're going to the gym that any open sores or even nicks in your cuticle are covered. Make sure that the gym equipment is clean. Wipe it off yourself if you have any doubts about that.
Okay. Hi, Betsy, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio
welcome.
Today. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. We'll be back with more show in just a moment. Stay tuned. Show crack the dawn. Professor Axel. Squad. Say my dick don't dance. He just pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Come on. I said my dick don't dance. He just pull up a pants. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. One Testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade 1 androsterone. It converts to 1 testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. 1 Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get 1 Andro RX by visiting ironmaglabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with 1 Andro RX.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Anything can happen in live radio, including your guests wanting to leave in the middle of the show. But that's the way it goes. That's why I do what I do. I have some things that I can rant about, so it really doesn't matter. The first thing I want to rant about is a recent article that Miss X had told me about in the Courier Journal, which is the Louisville newspaper, talking about vitamin D. And the article starts out like it's very, very pro-vitamin D, But then when you start reading it, the recommendations are just shocking. And I want to cover this because this is really important stuff. Because when I read things like this, I wonder who the hell is telling people this stuff. I mean, it just hear me out. So they did an article in the Courier Journal on November 4th about vitamin D. And they start out talking about how the average person may be have low levels of vitamin D. 80% of the population has vitamin D levels that are now lower than desired, blah, 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 blah. And then they do a Q&A, right? Because you read the article and you think, okay, I'm going to learn about vitamin D, and then they're going to tell me how much vitamin D I should be taking. How much vitamin D should I get every day is the first question in the article. Current guidelines say adults 50 and younger should get 200 IUs for healthy bones, and adults 51 to 70 need 400 IUs a day, and adults over 70 should get 600 IUs a day. First of all, the difference between 200, 400, and 600 is like taking 1 grain of salt, 2 grains of salt, or 3 grains of salt and putting them on your steak and expecting you to have a seasoned flavor to your steak. You don't even have to look at research. Let's just forget about science for a second. Let's just talk about how... I'm being barraged today. Let's just talk about how vitamin D is synthesized in the body, first of all. When you sit in the sun for about a half an hour, if you're sitting in full body, you've got your trunks on and you're sitting out in the sun, and you're turning over because you want to get a nice even tan, every half hour your body produces between 5,000 and 10,000 IUs of vitamin D if you're sitting in direct sunlight with 80% of your body exposed. So if you're sitting in trunks or a bikini, that we're going to assume that's 80% of your body. 5,000 to 10,000 IUs are produced in a half hour. Let's say that's excessive. Let's say it takes an hour. So every time you're out in the sun playing volleyball without a shirt on and shorts on, your body's producing maybe 5 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D an hour. Okay? And if that is toxic, then wouldn't you get sick from sitting in the sun? When you go on vacation, wouldn't you get sick from being in the sun? Wouldn't you come home from that trip in Hawaii, rush to the hospital because you have vitamin D toxicity? No, but no one does, right? Everybody comes home from vacation, they feel better. They look better, right? Okay. Now, it is true that when your body produces vitamin D, it's on the surface of the skin. And if you were to shower immediately or go in the water, you do wash some of it off, because the way it works is vitamin D is synthesized on the surface of the skin and works its way in to the skin, into the fatty layer of the skin. So now what you have is some loss, maybe, because you're toweling yourself off. The bottom line is this. If you're spending time in the sun, if you're working in the sun, if you're out vacationing, you're laying on the beach, especially when I lived in Las Vegas, I used to lay in the sun every day. I was probably producing 100,000 IUs of vitamin D a week. So this idea that 200, 400, and 600 IUs of vitamin D could become toxic and store itself in your body, you don't even need a research to understand that this is bunk. Now, all of the science that's coming out that's showing that higher levels of vitamin D, 50 nanograms a deciliter and higher, seem to be attributed to greater health, greater immune system function, so many benefits. One study I read showed that individuals that had higher vitamin D intake actually resisted the onset of Parkinson's disease as compared to their counterparts who did not have higher vitamin D levels. So when you look at all this sort of stuff and you say, wow, vitamin D is good for you. As humans, we probably spent a lot of time in the sun. Our bodies produce tons and tons of vitamin D. Now, fast forward to today, we sit in artificial light all day long. We go from our car to our garage, from our garage to our apartment, from our car to our office. We're sitting indoors all the time. We're not getting any vitamin D. Clearly, people have very, very low vitamin D levels today. It's been proven. Even this article agrees to it. But then they give you an asinine amount of vitamin D to take. They say that you should take 200, 400, or 600 IUs of vitamin D, when your body normally would produce 1,000 or 2,000 when you're just walking in the sun with your dog. What is 200, 400, and 600 going to do for you? Nothing. I've been taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day for the past 8 years now. Surely if there was a toxicity to it, I would be really sick by now. I very rarely get sick. I very rarely get colds or the flu and so on and so forth. And when I do feel like I'm getting sick, I usually take 20 to 40,000 IUs of vitamin D in a single day. And I notice that I don't feel sick the next day. I told my friend PJ Braun, who was getting ready for a competition and had a terrible sore throat. And I said to him, take 20,000 IUs of vitamin D today. The next day he was better. The next day. Now, can I unabashedly say it was because of the vitamin D? Probably not. Not without some research behind it. But clearly, he was getting sick. He was worried that he wasn't going to be well enough for his competition or to continue dieting for his competition. And in one day, he felt miraculously better. And the only thing he did differently from the previous 2 days when he felt sick was he took 20,000 IUs of vitamin D. And of course, he didn't get sick and there was no toxicity. He wasn't rushed to the hospital. Vitamin D did not displace vitamin A in his liver, blah, 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 blah. So this idea that taking high levels of vitamin D is toxic, I really have to say is total bunk. And you don't need a science paper or research to prove it. You just have to look at people who spend hours and hours and hours in the sun that work on the beach or whatever, and they don't get sick from all the vitamin D that they produce. What would be the answer? How do you answer that question? Why don't they get sick? Why don't they have toxicity? I think that's the first thing we have to look at. So these articles that are written that are telling people to take these minuscule amounts of vitamin D, I have to ask, who's writing these articles? Why are they promoting this sort of stuff? Why are they saying this and not looking at the realities that our bodies produce much more vitamin D than that just in an afternoon in the sun? And if it's toxic, why aren't we getting toxic then? I mean, these are the kind of questions I would like to put to these people who write these papers. And then they convince other people not to take high doses of vitamin D, which could benefit them. And that's why it comes back to using common sense. It's the same thing I always talk about when I talk about practicing health history. We have all this disease today, you know, atherosclerosis and heart disease and diabetes and all of these issues, you know, syndrome X and all that sort of stuff. And we're being told that cholesterol is the demon. Don't eat saturated fats. Stay away from fats entirely. Eat a carbohydrate-centric diet. Don't eat too much protein. Stay away from meat because beef causes cancer. All this BS. One only need look back at our ancestors and ask, why didn't our great-great-grandparents have heart disease? They were cooking in lard. They were eating butter and bacon. They were eating eggs every day. They were doing all the things that we're told today that we shouldn't do because it's going to make us sick. And they weren't getting sick. And don't buy that BS when they say, well, life expectancy is older today, is longer today than it was back then. It's not. In the 1700s and 1800s, there was a higher degree of infant mortality. Because more children died at birth, that pulls the average down. There were plenty of people in the 1700s and 1800s that were living to be 80, 90, and 100 years old. How did they do it without blood pressure medicine? I want to know that. How did they do it? How did they do it without worrying about what their cholesterol was? One only need ask those questions. And then you start to think to yourself, you know, something is different about today. Something is different about the food that we're eating today. Aha. They ate different quality food back then. They got more vitamin D because they worked outside in the sun. They toiled. They were outdoors more often. So you just have to look back. And you have to really ask yourself these questions when you're being fed this type of information from mainstream media. What is 200, 400, or 600 IUs of vitamin D going to do for you when your body produces thousands and thousands of IUs of vitamin D when you sit in the sun? And if it does not make you toxic to spend a week in Hawaii laying in the sun, then why is 10,000 IUs a day orally going to make you toxic? It's just propaganda. Don't believe it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Powerblock, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I'm just reading an article that kind of goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about. In the New York Times last week, I guess, or actually this week, lifespan of the elderly. They were comparing elderly Americans to elderly Brits. And they said that once someone turns 70, the older Americans live longer, internationally, research shows. And I really don't buy this idea that, you know, living longer is not necessarily a benefit if you are institutionalized or if you're very, very sick and you're living longer. I don't find it appealing to think, oh, I'd like to live to be 90, but I'd like to spend the last 15 years of my life in a wheelchair, hooked up to a machine or taking a bunch of medications just to keep me alive. And the idea, and this is frustrating to me. I'm looking at this article, and the reason it's frustrating is because it paints a picture that the American medical system is actually doing something good. I don't know about the rest of you, but I had grandparents that all lived into 80s and 90s. All of them. And I am sure that I had great grandparents and great grand relatives that probably had the same type of lifespans, and they didn't take the medication that we're taking today. And my frustration is that you have this propaganda that doesn't really look back into history and compare the lifespan of people in the 1700s and 1800s once they lived. In other words, once they avoided, you know, infant death, and once they avoided, infectious disease, and they got past the age of 20, 30, and 40, and then they lived to be 80 and 90, and they didn't take medications. And so I just don't understand how articles like this, which are comparing the American medical system to the medical system in other countries and saying that Americans live longer, I just don't understand how they can do this sort of stuff, how they can say this and stand up to it. I don't believe it. And I know it's not true, because we lived into our eighth and ninth decade of life back in the day without all these medicines, and people were healthier back then. When I think about my grandfather on my mother's side, he was 98 years old when he died. And the year that he died, he had turned his own garden. Now, I know there's a lot of 98-year-old people out there, but they're sitting in hovercraft mobile chairs that they're riding around in grocery stores, and they have to use walkers to get around and this and that. People were much more robust when they lived into their 80s and 90s back in the day. They're not there anymore. So this idea that somehow the American medical system is increasing longevity, I don't believe that. You know, you can keep people alive longer, but they have no quality of life. That's no benefit. Having a good quality of life is more important to me than just staying alive. And the way to do that is the hunter-gatherer diet, the paleo diet. When you get of age, you have to look at hormone replacement therapy very seriously. Don't believe the propaganda. We're going to have a doctor on next week that's going to address the propaganda that went on about the linkage between estrogen replacement therapy in women and breast cancer. Because it's not true. The drugs that they were using were the problems. It wasn't the hormones. If women got breast cancer from estrogen, they would develop breast cancer when they're in their 20s and 30s, when their estrogen levels are highest. I mean, why don't they? If men got prostate cancer from testosterone, they would get prostate cancer in their 20s and 30s when their testosterone levels are the highest. Why don't they? So you have to ask yourself, if when these hormones are the highest, women are not getting cancer, men are not getting prostate cancer, why all of a sudden now, when we're older, and then when you start looking deeper and you start looking at inflammation and you start looking at our diet, there's a linkage between insulin resistance now, they understand, and prostate cancer that has really never been reviewed before, because insulin may actually increase the growth promoters that promote benign prosthetic hypertrophy. It may increase the IGF-1 receptor affinity. It may also increase some androgen receptor activity. So once again, we're coming back to this whole concept of the American diet being very, very heavily laden in carbohydrates and its promotion of insulin resistance. And yet again, insulin resistance is at the root of atherosclerosis and heart disease. It's at the root of high blood pressure. It's at the root. Now they're saying it's possibly at the root of prostate cancer. It's definitely at the root of a lot of neurological diseases. I'll believe that, and it's going to be shown in maybe another 2 or 3 or 4 years. Diseases like Parkinson's disease, they're going to find out, have more to do with glucose metabolism in the brain than anything else. Because don't forget, your body is not uniform. You don't become insulin resistant everywhere all of a sudden. You can become insulin resistant just in a specific area of your body. It's like a lawn. You have this beautiful lawn, and there's this one yellow dead spot in the center. You say, gee, it gets the same amount of sun, the same amount of light. It gets the same amount of nutrition and food. And why isn't it green like the rest of the lawn? Because the landscape of our body isn't uniform either. There's other things going on. You can develop insulin resistance in your brain and not anywhere else in your body. So it's going to come out sooner or later. And this is why the hunter-gatherer diet, the paleo style of diet, healthy animal proteins, grass-fed beef, wild-caught salmon, chickens that live the normal life chickens live, pecking and eating worms and running around. These types of animal proteins combined with lots of healthy fats. This whole idea that we have to stay away from fats because they produce cancer is BS. Our ancestors in the 1700s and 1800s ate fat all the time. They would save fat. I bet you remember your grandmother had a jar of bacon fat that she kept on the stove that she would pour the bacon fat in, and she'd use that to flavor things with. I mean, how many of us remember that? Raise your hands. They loved fat back in the day because they knew fat was good for you. The fat today isn't good for you because the animals are eating artificial diets, and it's predominantly omega-6s, which is a pro-inflammatory fat. When back in the day, fats were predominantly omega-3, which is an anti-inflammatory fat. And we know that omega-3s, especially DHA, actually shut inflammation off on a DNA level. So they didn't have the inflammation that we have today. This is where the disease is coming from. The high carbohydrate diet. That's what I want to blame. The food pyramid. They need to cut the whole bottom of the food pyramid off and just leave fats and proteins. Just shear the whole bottom off. That's it. Make it a tiny little pyramid. But you're never going to get the government to promote that. And as long as you keep listening to the negative propaganda that's going on out there, like 600 IUs of vitamin D a day is all you need. And the rest, anything higher than that is toxic. It's just BS. I've been taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D for over 8 years now. Surely I would have developed some disease by now if it was toxic. I'm healthier than I've ever been. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you anymore. I've been vamping because Betsy McCoy had to depart prematurely. But we're going to go ahead and end the show right now. We got another show for you tomorrow. Very, very good show. We're going to have Chris Mason on tomorrow from At Large Nutrition. He's going to be talking about power bodybuilding. The combination of training for strength and training for muscle can be achieved all in one training style. And we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Don't forget, Saturday the 13th, tune in to Superhuman Radio for a special 2-hour presentation of the Kentucky Muscle Show. We're going to have some real fun, and we'll see you tomorrow.